You may have heard me say it out loud, and you'll probably hear me say it again. I have an ambivalence about Christmas. I'm ambivalent because this particular holiday, this season, seems difficult for so, so many people. It's a time when we find ourselves focusing almost involuntarily on the disappointments, the pain in our past, upon the losses that life inevitably brings us, and yet still ironically, this season is sold to us as the most wonderful time of the year, when for many of us, it's a painful time. I feel ambivalent about Christmas because I think that more than any other feast day, the church has allowed this particular day, this season, to become dominated by sentiment. We look at the manger of Bethlehem and almost involuntarily succumb to the propaganda of consumer-driven society or consumer-driving society. We look at the manger and focus not on the message of God, but on the sentimentality of a cute little baby. We long for days when our children were young. We long for days when houses were filled with laughter. But for all the joy or all the pain such memories may bring, the sentiment might bring us such is not the message of the feast. The real message, the real meaning of the feast is not a soft, darling baby. It is instead a fierce, passionate God, a God who sends a message of passion to the human family that is so bold, so great, so daring, that God would give up everything. God would give up everything in order to dwell with us. The message of this Christmas season is the Word is made flesh and dwells among us. Emmanuel, God with us, and us with God. That's the message of the feast. Light is born into the world. Darkness can't overcome it. God is found living life as life was meant to be lived. Not in search of fulfillment by acquisition or possession, but rather in search of fulfillment by means of giving, self-giving. That's the life of this child, the child born to us. It is the life that we are each called to, each and every one of us called to such giving and self-giving. That's the life we're inviting William and Elliot to join us in. Richard Dietz, editor of Fellowship and United Methodist Pastor magazine, tells a story. It's a story about two Americans who were invited in 1994 by the Russian Department of Education to teach morals and ethics in Russia. Among the many places where they taught, one was a large orphanage, home to about 100 boys and girls. They had been abandoned. These children had been abused and left in the care of a government-run program. And this is the story that one of them shared. It was nearing the holiday season, a time for orphans to hear for the first time the traditional story of Christmas. So we told them about Mary and Joseph arriving in Bethlehem. Finding no room in the inn, the couple went to the stable, where the boy Jesus was born and placed in a manger. Throughout the story, the children sat with the staff in rapt amazement. They listened. Some sat at the edges of their stool, trying to get every word. Completing the story, we gave the children three small pieces of cardboard to make a manger with. Each child was given a small paper square cut from yellow napkins that I had brought with me. No colored paper was available in that city, and following the directions, the children tore the paper, carefully laid strips for the straw of the manger. Small squares of flannel cut from a worn-out nightgown an American lady had thrown away when she left Russia was used for the baby's blanket. A doll-like baby was cut from felt, tan felt, that we brought from the United States. The orphans were busily assembling their mangers as I walked among them to see if any needed any help. Everything went well until I got to one table where little Misha sat. He looked to be about 6 years old and had just finished his project. As I looked at the little boy's manger, I was startled to see not one, but two babies in the manger. So I quickly called a translator to come so I could ask why there were two babies in the manger. Misha, crossing his arms in front of him and looking at his complete manger scene, the child began to repeat the story I had just told very seriously. For such a young boy who had only heard that story once, he related the happenings of Christmas with incredible accuracy until he came to the part where Mary put the baby Jesus in the manger. Then Misha started to ad-lib. He made up his own ending to the story. He said, "When Maria laid the baby in the manger, Jesus looked at me. And Jesus asked me if I had a place to stay. I told him, I have no mama and I have no papa, so I don't have a place to stay. Then Jesus said, I could stay with him. But I told him I couldn't because I didn't have a gift to give him like everyone else did. But I wanted to stay with Jesus so much, so I thought about what I could give him as a gift. I thought, maybe if I could keep him warm, that would be a good gift. So I asked Jesus, if I keep you warm, will that be a good enough gift? And Jesus told me, if you can keep me warm, that will be the best gift anyone ever gave me. So I got into the manger, and then Jesus looked at me as I held him, and he told me I could stay with him forever." As Misha finished the story, his eyes brimmed with tears. Putting his hand over his face, his head dropped to the table, his shoulders shook as he sobbed and sobbed. The little orphan had found someone who would never abandon and never abuse him, someone who would stay with him forever. Now, I'll admit that this story is filled with some of the same sentiment of Christmas that makes me a little uncomfortable. But it's also a story that holds at its very heart the true meaning of Christmas. It's a story about God with us, a story about us with God. It's a story about a God who is so totally and utterly involved with humanity, with community, with the stuff of being human, that all loneliness, abandonment, and coldness is bid farewell, and joy and beauty is brought home to bear. This is a God who comes to us, of love and wholeness made flesh. This is the God who invites us to join in that experience of incarnation, the experience of giving our flesh for the sake of others. That's the power of Misha's words. I got into the manger, and Jesus looked at me and told me I could stay with him for always. My friends, there are so many in our world who long to hear those words. There are so many old and young who cry out for peace in a world filled with war. So many young and old who cry